fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Good evening, everybody. I hope you're not as hot as we are, because this is absolutely boiling it. Welcome to the new home of the Stephen Howson Podcast. This is the Stephen Howson Podcast channel. This is the channel where we are allowed to get weird as fuck. I mean, we promise this is going to get some seriously weird shit on it at some point. So please spread the word. Throw it out on Twitter. I'll retweet all of you guys. And that's it. So we need everybody to know that this is the new one. The subscription count is down here. Obviously, we're like 32,000 subscribers down, so no one's getting the notification that we've gone live as usual. So please spread the word, throw the tweets out, let everybody know it's on the new channel, and hopefully we get a lot of people watching.
Share the shit out of it.
I hear my callers live as well, so there's probably not going to be that many watch it, but please come and subscribe if you are new here. Hit the notification, and we're going to be doing all sorts of mad shit on here. So we've got the Fan League Cup on Saturday. We know the draw, but we can't tell you the draw yet until Ball Street drops.
It's exciting, though.
It is exciting. Of course it's exciting. We can't tell you who we've got in the Fan League Cup until they drop the video, but fucking believe me, you're not going to want to miss this. And if you know who Hilly had a real inkling for meeting again, you're probably going to get your wish. This could get fucking weird and interesting and bad all at the same time.
I hope I'm not asleep for it all.
Yeah, and Ben just told me just before we go live, he goes, I want to drop half a sleeping tablet so we can kip in the car on the way down. And I'm like, that doesn't feel like great preparation for a match, if you're asking me, you know what I mean?
Oh, right, well, you know, it's not like I'm turning up. What do you want me to do? I can't sleep in a car, and I've got to be at your house for 7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Fucking weird, mate, deal with it. No. Right, I got some. someone just told me that I'm competing with Love Island.
Right. So just to be fair, let's just be clear. Right. So last week when we obviously had the podcast, so I get home and my missus is like watching Love Island. Oh, she's like, I can't believe it. I've just hooked into it. So obviously, I started getting into it a little bit as well. And yeah, back on. I mean, I watched the first season, and then I didn't watch the second season. I think this is the third, and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty decent TV. It's pretty funny. There's some funny shit yesterday. I was watching bits of it. I don't watch all of it. I'm just like, you know, catching it. What the fuck are you looking at me like for?
What the fuck, mate? Shit the fucking bed.
It's TV, innit? What do you want me to watch? Power. I've got to wait a whole week for another Power. I've seen all the House of Cards.
I'm disgusted with you.
I mean, Orphan Black's gone weird as fuck.
Do I think the draw was fixed? I know the draw was fixed. They actually told us they said because of kit clashes, they was going to have to make the draw work in terms of kits. All right. So there's a couple of things that we're going to talk about today. One is Morata, one is Lukaku.
Say what?
Say yep. One is the TNS trip, and the guy has literally just emailed me right now. See what it says?
Yeah, fucking. I want my.
I wanted to buy a ticket.
Yeah,
we just scored some fucking press pass. So, yeah, yeah.
Do we get a meal with that?
I don't know. I doubt it.
No.
So he said, "Do you want to be in the press box?" I was like, "No, we just want to be in the fans." So TNS, for those who don't know, Total Network. It's not Total Network.
No, it's not.
The New Saints.
The New Saints now.
So TNS are a Welsh Premier League side who are in the Champions League.
I thought it was Europa for some reason, but it's not the Champions League.
They have to go through like 97 rounds of qualifying to get there. But they actually play their games in England, in Shropshire, near Shrewsbury, actually.
Yeah, Oswestry, yeah. Whatever it's called. I've actually checked this. It's not that far, is it, to be fair? It's going to be a bitch on the M6.
On a fucking tea time
Tuesday,
to get there.
7 o'clock kickoff. Do you want me to play him?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, the Croatian League Champions, which is not, you know.
It's a good game, man. Yeah, so, like we do, we go and watch a bit of fucking foot in it. So, I'm thinking this is the first Champions League match in England of this season. Although, I suppose their previous qualifiers probably count as that as well, don't they?
Yeah, they played in round.
I don't know
one,
if they still classed as qualifying or if this is round one.
No, this is round two. They played round. Like, they just went. Because they were getting beat. They were 2-1 down after the first leg at home to whoever they played. And then they went away and it was 1-1. And then they went down to 9 men, the other team.
Someone just said that Love Island's on 6 days a week. Is that why it's constantly in my feeds?
Probably.
I haven't seen a minute of it. I haven't seen a minute of it. I just see the hashtag everywhere and people having an opinion on it. Like, when do men have an opinion on the relationships of another fucking man?
It's not about having a relationship. Just watching it because, you know, they put them in some awkward situations. It's pretty funny.
And they're walking around in bikinis all day.
Peter
in the comments there has just said, what was your reaction when you heard the Lukaku news? I'll come to that in a second. I didn't actually believe it. And I was on a shitter at the time. But I'll get to that in a second. So, the TNS. So, I threw it out on Twitter the other day. Was it yesterday? Should me and Ben go and watch TNS and vlog it and just see what it's like? Because Champions League music is going to get played,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, I don't know if they play it in the qualifiers, but I assume
they do. Yeah, would have to, innit? It's the part of the...
I assume so. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
So, it's on the 18th, which is a week on Tuesday away. It's 11 days away or some shit like that. So, we thought, fuck it, we'll go down. We'll go and watch a game, have a couple of brewskis, and go and watch our first European game of the season. It's only July. Jobs are good.
I need to work out how I'm going to work that one.
So I tweeted the guy at TNS, or tweeted TNS, or someone tagged us in it.
No, because I looked at the original tweet. You never tweeted TNS so someone must have added them on.
And said, oh, speak to these guys. And then a guy tweeted us saying, I see you at Park Hall, is it, or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah. See you at the game.
So I just messaged back saying, how do we get tickets? Because I went on the website, and they don't have a ticket section on the website, but Champions League games are ticket. So I was like, oh, this is going to get complicated as fuck, man. Like, how are we going to sort this out? So the guys hit us up and he's just gone, we'll sort you out with fucking, what's this, man? We'll sort you out with press passes. Sweet. So, yeah, he's been pretty accommodating. So definitely going to be checking that shit out. Oh, someone said Champions League music doesn't get played. I've got it on my phone. I'll play it when the teams are coming out. I think that'd be pretty funny, actually.
I wanted to sort of load of kids in the centre circle with the fucking, you know what I mean?
Should we do it with a mouse mat?
Yeah. I'm too busy enjoying hospitality. I wonder if they have
it's press. It's not going to be hospitality, is it?
Fucking hell, well,
no, it's just going to be getting you in. Fucking hell. Guy thinks we're in the fucking international suite. So the TNS trip, that's the first European trip of the season, boxed off. Nice one, on the 18th of July. So I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the podcast in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Well, that's the thing. We can't do a pod. There's no problem doing a podcast and that. We might as well do a podcast on the way to the game or on the way back.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, or both.
Yeah.
Or maybe just release that on a Thursday instead of the podcast.
Yeah, because yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Probably. I've seen Romero's open workout. No, but the guy's a fucking tank of a man, isn't
Sergio?
It? No, Yoel.
Obviously.
I've sort of been texting you a little bit about this week. So, 24-hour podcast. We did discuss this a little bit back, didn't we? About raising some money, buying some homeless packs, going helping out the homeless guys in Manchester. How many people we got in here, actually? We're up to 232, which is good numbers. Thanks, everyone. Everyone, please hit like, and you are going to need to share it as well to make sure we get it up. This number's going up nicely, so hopefully we can get that up to about 2,500, and I'll be pretty happy with that if we can get that by the end of today's pod. Might not do it, but hopefully we do. So, 24-hour podcast. On Sunday, I was sort of finalising all my ideas for it. Like, who are we going to get in terms of guests? Like, I wanted, like, the mayor of Manchester. I wanted to get maybe an ex-homeless person who now works as a spokesman. Joe, that's happy to talk about being ex-homeless and how they managed to get out of the hole. A couple of people from, like, some of the organisations that are working with the homeless in Manchester. And then just some of our mates to come and chat to us. Interesting podcast. The way I thought I'd decided doing it is, so from, like, probably going to do it from 10 in the morning till 10 the following morning. And I reckon for the first, like, 12 hours.
What day?
Saturday to Sunday. Mm. 7th till 8th of October, provisionally booked in at Argaff. So I was thinking 10 in the morning till 10 at night. We'll get people in. We'll get people to come and sit there with us and chat to us. And then the graveyard shift. We'll chat to some of you guys on Skype. And we'll chat to people in America on Skype and stuff. Joe, rather than ball busting people to come out and sit with us, we just talked to you on Skype for that last 24 or last 12. We've got the Retro Pie, so we can play games. We can play Street Fighter. We can play Mario, Mario Kart, all sorts of mad shit which we can stream. We can also play a bit of FIFA. We'll take the PlayStation down. We'll have the Skype. We'll try and get some sponsorship in terms of food to people to donate just like some scran for us to be eating during the day.
No meat though, because I'm a veggie now.
What?
I'm vegetarian now.
Mate, fucking Love Island watching vegetarian. What the fucking hell's happened here?
Watch this.
Do we need to have a chat?
No. You watch this documentary that I watched on Sunday, yeah? And you'd be like, oh, that is fucking minging.
What about how meat's made?
No, not about meat. Well, yeah, essentially. And you know, the thing, it's on Netflix, What the Health, it's called. It was eye-opening. But I kind of knew to a certain extent, but I was watching it. And oh, it was fucking minging. They was like, they had abscesses and all the, like, they were showing abscesses on animals and they were slicing them and all shit was falling out. And it was just like, oh, then they just kind of.
Farming's grim.
Yeah, but oh, it's just. Oh, but,
how long is that going to last?
Well, it's 5 days so far, no meat.
No wonder you're watching Love Island. Who's going to listen to a 24-hour podcast, isn't it? It's going to be a live stream. It probably isn't going to get uploaded as a 24-hour thing.
What the Health converted me as well.
I'll watch it. I reckon it'll have no effect on me whatsoever.
Honestly, you watch it and you'll be like, no way. You really don't realise, but...
So, it's not going to get uploaded as a 24-hour podcast afterwards. The video will stay up. We'll probably have to upload like a highlights. That's down to like 30 minutes or some shit.
Fucking hell, 24 hours and there's only 30 minutes of highlights.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how much of it's going to be...
There's 23 and a half hours of lowlights.
Yeah. How much of it is going to be us just sitting there staring at the screen forgetting to talk? Probably a fucking lot. So we're going to need the guests to come in and have some fucking personality and give us some heavy lifting. So that was Sunday. I was thinking of, right, planning all the little bits that I needed to happen. I'm walking into work on Monday. The fucking mayor of Manchester's walking past me. So I said... Andy, and he goes, yeah. So I told him.
Oh, like you know him, yeah.
Well, no, he's called Andy. I couldn't remember his surname. He's Burnham, innit?
Yeah.
So I was like, Andy, and he goes, yeah. And I had all this shit. I was carrying a tripod and all sorts of shit and a Subway, and I was like, oh shit. So I shook his hand. I was like, listen, we're doing this podcast raising money for homeless. I think he's donating like 15% of his wage to homeless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know. Is that his main job though? He's got another job, hasn't he?
I have no idea.
I thought he had another job. And that was...
I thought it was a full-time job, the mayor.
Well, yeah, it is, but I think he's got another job.
Whatever. So I heard he was donating some of his cash to homelessness, so I thought, shit, this is a great guy to get in. So he said yes. I was like, fucking hell. So I went upstairs and I was like, listen, Mayor of Manchester's coming. Is we all right to use this space that I was looking at in our building? And he was like, yeah, no problem. I was like, fucking hell, this shit's well easy. So I need to come up with the targets now of how much we think we should raise. And then we might go, if we like, you know, triple or fucking quadruple it or some shit like that, might have some stretch targets. Like if we raise some crazy amount of money, maybe I don't have an haircut for a month. Or maybe you didn't have an haircut for a month.
No.
Or maybe if we go, like, if we raise 50 bag or something like that, I think, yeah, we'd probably have to just...
Well, yeah, I'd have to do something. I'm not shaving the beard off.
So maybe we go, the homeless look for a month or something. Mm. So the plan is we're going to raise money for like 2 months. So if it's the 7th and 8th of October, we'll start the raising of the money then. And we'll leave it open to like the 1st of December. And then that gives us like a week or something like that before we go and get all the packs. And then my plan is to give them all out. On Christmas Eve, go and see all the dudes that are out on the streets there. Maybe go and put a bit of time in at one of the soup kitchens or some shit like that in Manchester. So if anyone's interested in doing that with us, hit us up on the Reddit and we'll talk about that one. People saying, oh, where's my notification? James in the comments. There is no notification because it's on the new channel. So make sure you are subscribed. Make sure to hit that bell because this is the new home for the podcast and also some of the vlogs or some other shit like that that we're going to be doing. Probably the vlog from the fan league that we do for this channel will be going on this one as well. So the next...
Oh, yeah, because I can't do next Thursday. I'm not going to car.
All right, sound. So TNS is covered. 24-hour podcast is covered. Let's talk about me getting burnt by Murata last night. Right. So
I've seen... got some right abuse.
I tell you what, if you dip your toe into talking about transfers on Twitter and it turns out to not correct what you get, people just fucking be like, you're a fucking liar. Like, well, obviously not, am I? And the guy that told me obviously fucking isn't. Here's what I think has happened. So, Murata has told one of the Spanish guys at Manchester United, who he is a teammate with, that he thinks it's all fucking boxed off and it'll be done by weekend. That Spanish guy has told the guy that I know, who's told me, that's all going to be sorted out by weekend. So I go, fucking safe. Then that all drops about Lukaku this morning. I mean, like, no one was really picking up on that. That has come out of the fucking
balloon. Well, I think there was like rumblings of it over the last
people saying,
so.
Like, 100 million plus for him. Yeah. And everyone was like, fucking hell. But yeah, no one really picked it up and was talking serious about it. So that all drops this morning. Everyone starts fucking going mad. I don't think he knew. There was an article came out a couple of hours ago in The Independent, and it said Murata was surprised at United pulling out. I can only assume, because obviously I don't know, when you get info like this about transfers, you get a slice of a whole pie. And that slice can be correct from this angle, but it's only like Woodward knows the whole fucking pie of what's
going
on.
And I said to you, Woodward, if Woodward's pulling these things out of the bag, where he's doing a Kevin Spacey in Usual Suspects, isn't he?
Kaiser Sose does.
Yeah, he fucking has.
I believe there's some shit going down at Carrington tomorrow, but it could be a youth player or anything like that. It's definitely not Morata, it's definitely not Lukaku.
Well, Lukaku's on holiday with Pogba, isn't he?
Yeah, there's talk that his medical's going to be happening over in LA, so... There's some shit supposed to go down at Carrington tomorrow.
I still can't get my head around that. I'm still waiting for it. I mean, I know it's like 6th of July, but I'm still waiting for the April Fools to come in and say, not really.
With Lukaku?
Yeah.
We'll get into Lukaku in a second, because I want to talk a little bit about how this transfer shit comes through. Because some people just go, as if a first-team player had talked to you. You'd be fucking amazed. There's probably between 20 and 25 of United's first-team 23s and 18s that I chat to weekly, like on a fucking seriously regular basis, as well as 3 or 4 coaches, maybe half a dozen scouts. There's a lot of fucking people I talk to at United. I spoke to a guy today who told me some stuff that's happening this week, who went, oh yeah, I knew Morata was off yesterday. And you're like,
yeah, it's that big of an organisation that, you got to feed it, because obviously United are feeding these journalists.
Well, hang on, let me show you this, because in fact, I'll show you one here. He also said this, which was like me going,
there's like, sake. Obviously, Duncan Castles is a Mourinho fucking pawn, isn't he? And he's been putting out the articles earlier this week saying Mourinho getting frustrated by the lack of transfer activity. But all of a sudden, then Lukaku just comes, boom. And we've been working on this for weeks now. And he's always the first choice. I mean, do you believe that he was always first choice?
Who, Lukaku?
Yeah. Because...
I could do, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't ever think that... I don't even think, even though Griezmann was supposedly a shoo-in, he was never going to be the number 9, was he?
So you know, he was always going to be this secondary player.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that, oh, maybe we was getting both Morata and Lukaku, but what I got told today means, no, it's off. It just looked like the player wasn't on it. So that's what he said earlier.
Yeah.
And he said New wasn't coming yesterday. But look at that one.
No way.
You're not showing up with a group? Fucking hell, son.
Yeah.
and yesterday's...
But that's been kept well quiet.
Fucking has it.
Yeah.
And yesterday's...
Yeah. And what was that one they say? All right.
But do you know what I mean?
Sad.
Let's go through some of the shit that we've known about. Fabregas's agent said Fabregas is going to be Moyes' first signing. Didn't happen. Fellaini said goodbye to all his neighbours in January. Didn't move. Memphis told us himself he was going to Everton. Didn't go to Everton, went to fucking Lyon. Yeah. Like, sometimes even the fucking player doesn't know the full story of what's going on.
No, the amount of people that we've been linked with him, we've probably actually been in negotiations.
I actually think we have negotiated with a lot this summer.
Yeah, I think he has, just to line it up, and then, you know, you can knock him down, can't you? Because if thing is United pay over the odds for anyone, doesn't matter who it is. It's always going to be the case. One, they know we'll spend money on anyone, and two, we've got the money to do it, and three, we need to get back to the elite. Mm. So... Yeah, if you go in there open-handed, like, yeah, well, what price are you going to do? And they're like, well, actually, we can stick another fucking 10, 15 million on that. But with Morata, they're like, no one else is going to pay that price for Morata. No one else will pay 70 million euros.
No, I actually genuinely think we went into those negotiations with Morata earnestly. Whether or not we knew that Lukaku was always going to be our preferred choice, I think we went into those negotiations and spoke to the player earnestly. And I think until... this fucking bombshell with Lukaku, I think he was in his eyes at least, by the sounds of things, in his eyes, it was on. And it's only the fact that they've gone, Lukaku's a better option for us. We've been ruthless in dropping him. But maybe it's about time United was fucking ruthless that. I mean, yeah, I look a complete fucking dick on it, but I stand by exactly what I said, because I'm not lying to you. I'm passing on information that I've been given by someone that's honestly believing it.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, a lot of the times, some journalists chat utter shit, but when you get told some of this shit...
But some people, sometimes that they give that information so that it does then get shared, so then that
deliberately
people get on that hype train, and then it's like, oh, boom, boom, boom.
Well, if you actually look, after I got told that last night, like, Marker and everybody went big on it was really close. So I don't think I was the only one who got a fucking text last night. So it must have been, like, extremely fucking close last night. And that was maybe when Lukaku's team or Everton or someone might have just gone, what's going on?
But I like that we're not in the loop. I'd rather it be a surprise, because that, like, today, I thought, mint. That was like the good old days when you didn't know signing until it was just, like, announced. Oh, yeah. You're like, fucking hell.
Oh, it was great, yeah, because, like, Morata's dragged on like fuck, hadn't it? Yeah. And it was it's clear we was in for him. It was never a smokescreen. It was that we was in for him, but maybe our preference was this guy, and United have done a fucking belting job. It shows where the leaks are coming from. The leaks are obviously coming from the Spanish side of stuff. Mark, who's Morata's agent? It's not Mendes, is it?
I don't know. No, it's not. I think it's his father, isn't it?
See, you don't get leaks out of Raiola's deals. You didn't get a leak out of Mkhitaryan. No. You don't get a leak out of Pogba.
And there's already communications that exist there. Yeah, so...
Because I know for a fact that you get... A lot of these leaks come through agents. Because agents are trying to bluff up prices. Agents are trying to do this, that and the other. Raiola don't give a fuck about that shit. Mm-hmm. He's a one-man agency. So there's not many places for leaks to go. When you're at an agency that's got 200 fucking agents, that agent tells that agent, tells that agent. He tells three of his players. Before you know it, every country in the world's put a bet on it. When it's Raiola. Like, look at all the deals that happened. Zlatan was a bit of a shock still. All the players that we've signed with...
Zlatan was heavily, heavily linked with for time, though. And if he was coming to England, he was only going to come to one place.
But there was no one saying, this is happening. Everyone's like, that's an option, really, rather than...
Mkhitaryan was, if I seem to remember, I think he was like quite heavily linked with us.
I don't think he was, because all the time that Mourinho was spotted at Dortmund, everyone assumed it was Aubameyang. When it was announced it was Mkhitaryan, everyone just went, oh, shit. So I think you don't get a lot of leaks. And obviously... You didn't get none with Pogba. You've not really had any with Lukaku. Jamie Jackson said on the full-time Devil's End of Season review, Mourinho's obsessed with him and would get him in if he can.
Obsessed with him?
Obsessed with him. That was the words he used. And he reiterated a couple of times. I went, obsessed. He was like, yeah, proper obsessed with him. I was like, oh, shit.
I mean, if he can be anything like Didier.
Evolution of? Yeah. Hopefully. But, you know, we know from when we was doing MUFC Latest, you'd get info. The Thiago one, for starters, that is done. Didn't fucking happen. Ended up at Bayern Munich.
Cruz,
yeah. Mm. That was a director at United who
fucking
told me
Frank Lampard.
Frank Lampard, yeah. And not a lot of people know that was happened even.
No.
There's so many that you get this side of what's happening. I mean, last January, right, one guy told me last January, Mourinho is coming and Rooney's going to China last January. The same guy. Now, one was right, one was wrong.
But I think Rooney... quite possibly was going to China, but what does he achieve from that? You're kind of shitting on your own name there, aren't you? As it is now, I mean, fair play to him, goes to Everton, he was mint for us for a good number of years, but just unfortunately the last few years he's not been up to the standards that he set, which is understandable when you're not built like a Greek god. And you've been playing football for 13 years.
He's massively fell off the fucking
14, list, and more than 13 years. He's been playing football 15 years, hasn't he? Top level.
I was just see what some of these motherfuckers are saying in the comments. In terms of getting Lukaku and what he's going to offer to United, I am so fucking pumped for it. Someone mentioned the Weigl rumour. That came up yesterday as a bit of a one, but I would love him. I don't know what... Like I said, I don't know what the fucking crap
is. I was shocked. You know that Matthias Ginter? Yeah. He's gone to Mönchengladbach. I was quite surprised at that one from Dortmund, to be fair. There's quite a few, you know, like
wasn't Lingard.
There's a lot of coming and going.
I'm just trying to scroll through these comments without fucking losing them all. Because I paused it. Morata's agent is Juanmi Lopez. Yeah, I don't know that guy. If I got the inside scoops from your contacts, you should maybe bet on signings. I do. And I've lost a lot. And there's loads that I don't talk about. And I still get fucking done in. Like I said, sometimes...
Now, you get told loads of shit. I got told, like... Remember, a few years back, I got told Tony Pulis is going to be the next Newcastle manager.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And I was like, for real? And he's like, yeah, 100%. Definitely happening, definitely. And this was when Pardew was still the manager. And I thought, mate, you know...
Whatever. I can see it.
I can see it. So I put fucking money on that. And then it was whoever they put in next. Steve McLaren or whatever. Fuck knows. He was just like... Well, that didn't work out. So people get told shit all the time, and it's just like...
Well, the worst one's that Memphis one. Memphis. I'm going Everton. didn't go Everton.
Yeah, they say people don't know. Everything changes last minute. Clubs have a change of heart, or another target pops up. They're working on other deals behind.
I saw that today as well. People was going, how would the player know? Well, generally, yeah, the players don't know. And actually, some of the players are like, hey, what's happening with fucking whoever? To us, which fucking blows my mind. The only way that they knew about it this time around was because, obviously, there's a Spanish international connection with Morata and half the squad. And he was obviously texting after squad, and you know the rest of the squad talked to some of the other players in the squad, and that got around and got out. And unfortunately, this time was fucking wrong. But you know, I wouldn't fucking lie to you guys. Not worth it for me. Is it? Can you imagine if I just pump out bullshit? Okay, all the
imagine,
time?
Imagine we got both. Can we get both?
Well, according to the second guy I've shown you.
Yeah, but then you know that's so it could be, could be. But I can't really see us playing two up front. I could see us buying someone to play in behind.
But if we was going to sign Griezmann. He was never playing number nine.
No.
So with, like,
no, he's not a Mourinho type player, is he? Or does he go with what we've got and then he signs Griezmann next year?
I don't fucking know, man. What was that on the track I was reading? I don't know. Weigl rumors have any substance. I don't know. Like, listen, I only said yesterday, I did a podcast with Webby yesterday. Webby gets a lot of info as well. Usually, and we were saying,
he was told that Day is gone,
yeah,
and he was like, he's been adamant, and then obviously it turned back,
yeah, it could have flipped around. The Griezmann one, I mean, I didn't hear anything, but Griezmann looked like it was completely fucking nailed on. People would have been saying, yes, Griezmann's coming on, then they get the ban, and it's off, because things can change until
Lacazette. He'd agreed to go off like Home Madrid.
Yeah, now he's an Arsenal
now
player.
Now he's an Arsenal player. And he's always been his dream to play for Arsenal.
Fuck off. Come on, son. Have you just picked up fucking Robbie Keane's fucking press conference handbook?
Speaking of Robbie Keane, like, Harry Redknapp, I can't stand that guy, me. Obviously, he missed out on John Terry, and he's like, oh, what a terrific player. He's fantastic.
He's just got Ravel Morrison, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got him. Yeah, he goes, I'm the only one who's daft enough to take a chance on you. But he's saying, he's been, like, talking up Robbie Keane. Saying, oh, he's a terrific player.
Fucking say, of course he's a terrific player.
Say something else.
He becomes a terrific
player. Say something
player.
Else. Yeah, fucking hell.
Oh, fucking hell. So, yeah, I mean, people come up to you and they say, oh, you fucking chat shit. This and the other. Look, I don't like talking about half of this shit because a lot of it comes wrong. Like, I thought I was a pretty fucking safe one last night. I was like, shit, it looks like it's been happening for like 3 weeks when it comes through from a player like that.
That'd be true because, like, there's going to be obviously a knock-on effect. So if Lukaku comes to us, then Everton are short up top, so they're going to have to get goals. And like
Wayne Rooney, maybe,
but he's not going to get them that goals.
No, he's not.
So they've been linked with Giroud, which I think would be a decent signing for him. My mate's an Everton fan at work, and he's like, I mean, I've been pretty impressed with the signings that they've made.
They're building a strong squad. I mean, this is how strong the fucking thing is now.
But yeah, but you say the league, but you look at that and look at AC Milan, they fucking just smashed it. Absolutely smashed it, some of them players that they've signed. Do you know what I mean? You're like, wow.
AC Milan are throwing dough around like it's fucking good.
Yeah, they are. But they're not paying over the odds. Andre Silva for like €38 million.
Yeah, they are getting some good deals.
That Hakan, I can't pronounce his surname, the one from Leverkusen, €20 million. Ricardo Rodriguez from Wolfsburg.
We don't get players like that.
What?
We don't get players like that.
I mean, they signed Donnarumma. He was going.
Donnarumma, yeah. I'm trying to think, there's one in front of my head that I want to use as an example, but I can't fucking think of it at the moment.
For what?
For when someone's on as fuck and then off as fuck. But there is loads of examples of it. And like, you know what I mean? You do get told a lot of shit.
Ronaldo
fucking
came about, but then Fergie left. Do you know what I mean?
I think there was a lot of truth in that. When Gil flies out the next day to Madrid, coincidence, yeah? Nope, not having that one.
Woodward's probably fucking been sat there reading Twitter.
That was what I was going to say. So yeah, in the podcast I did with Webby, we said, it's mad, because since Moyes, you could pretty much basically just phone up someone and ask what was happening.
Yeah.
Fergie and Moyes, we knew fucking tons of what was going on, who was coming, who was going on, that lot. That stopped a little bit with LVG, and I think some of that was to do with some of the players that left at the end of the Moyes season. Definitely. And then under Mourinho, there's been fucking silence. Like silence. Proper radio silence, which is good from the club's point of view, because it's unprofessional as fuck when every cunt knows what's going on. But it's also frustrating, and the first fucking little crumb that I get this window, and like I said, it's come legit as fuck from who it's come from. I mean, you know, you can see who fucking has dropped that and get burnt. So like I said, I got told some shit today, I'm not fucking talking about it. Let's just see what happens.
I know.
Yeah, but tweet Ben later.
No, don't. I've turned my notifications off now.
Shit. What is everybody saying?
Yeah, I know this. AC Milan signed Barini. That's the.
I got Memphis to Everton wrong. Right, you're not listening to me, are you? Memphis said he was going to Everton. What more? Mm. I mean, fucking hell. Apart from being standing there as he's signing a contract, how much more fucking legit do you want to get for a rumour? He thought he was going Everton. That's the only time I ever drop some shit like that.
It's not
usually.
FIFA, is it? Like,
Shit happens. Obviously, I don't know what changed. I don't know what changed, but you know, it changed. He didn't go. Do I think Kane and Lukaku?
We're not signing Kane. No chance.
Sort of cash, man.
Not signing Kane. That's the thing. You forget about Kane. So then you've got to look at who's available to go out and buy. Lukaku was definitely available this summer.
Yeah, Murat was obvious. Everton have been spending his money.
No, they got a billionaire in last year, didn't they? So they've had money to build on.
Yeah, they need to update that fucking stadium though, don't they? Let's face it.
Who's available striker? Lukaku, Murata and Aubameyang.
Luke Cunning in the comments here says, remember Giggs to Southampton? No, what did I say to you? I said, watch the comments. I said, Giggs wants a Southampton job. I don't know if they want him. That's something you know from one side. Clearly they didn't want him. I said, just keep an eye on the odds. Because if the odds fucking start tumbling, there's definitely something in the mix for him. Where's everyone going for drinks after Sam Platt? So I know Hotel Football are trying to get an extension downstairs so they can get a couple more in, or a couple more hundred, but only 200. It owes 2,000 Sam Platts when it's rocking, and they probably get more than that in.
Yeah.
I think probably Red Square, to be honest. Where can I find his Webby podcast? It's going to be uploaded on Monday. It'll be in two parts. End up doing a 40-minute with me and then a 50-minute. It was only meant to do a break where we got another pint. Ended up being a fucking super double mega long one. Lukaku is the Galacticos signing that Woodward wanted. Yeah, I'd agree with that. He's not a
Galactico, though, is he?
No. But he's. I think he is, though, still.
Well, you pay £75 million for him, yeah. It's not fucking chump change, is it?
Is Lukaku an Adidas-branded player? I don't know. I think he's Nike, actually.
I thought he said last year when he was in the Lowry that
he was clearly getting tapped up by Adidas, but I think he still wears Nike.
I don't know. It doesn't matter anyway, does it?
No. Memphis married Steve Harvey's fucking daughter. Yep. Well, he's engaged to her. Hello to all the South African fans, someone wants me to say. Who do you want as United's next captain? Well, Custis, who dropped the Everton Rooney thing, reckons Carrick and Herrera, which I have no complaints about.
No, I got no point.
How many are we up to? 232 watching. Solid. Everyone hit like, though, because we ain't getting... them likes ain't going up. So everyone smash like and keep the subs going up. The subs are going up. Can we get it to 2,500? I haven't had a fresh trim, actually. It's fucking 2 weeks,
I'm
man.
I'm getting one tomorrow.
2 fucking weeks it's to get booked in with the motherfucker. I'm now going to pretty much have to have an haircut and then book in for the next time I want an haircut on the day. Because it's all full up, man. Lukaku is just a poacher with a target man's body. Sound, as long as he scores goals, I don't give a fuck. Do we need a proper right winger? I probably would say we need one. Thought Custis works for the Sun. He does, but look, he still has some shit that's going on, man.
Someone sent me that today saying, announce Lukaku.
How do I get in contact with the players? I go talk to people. It's as simple as that. I'm not shy, you may have noticed. And when you go to Carrington or you go to watch the youth games, there people are often hanging about and people come up and talk to me, actually, because, and that's a benefit of being on Full Time Devils. You'd be fucking shocked how many of the players actually watch Full Time Devils. So they come and say hello and I go, wait, do you watch Full Time Devils? Like, that happened so many fucking times in like the first year or so that I was doing Devils, and the players are like laughing and go, yeah, and then they'll fuck off, and I'm standing there and be like, oh, no shit. Like, when I saw Timbo at the Player of the Year Awards, I went, oh, Timbo, went to shake my hand, then he fucking moved my hand and gave me a big fucking bear hug. And I said, oh, do you watch Full Time Devils? And he just goes, of course! And then fucks off, and I was like, oh my God, mint. I know Mata does, I know Herrera does, I know Rashford and Lingard do. Like, it's fucking madness. And I know the 23s and the 18s definitely fucking do, because they're the ones that mostly come up to us when I'm watching them games. And it's not just them, the parents will come over and talk to you, or they've recognised you and shit like that, because they're interested in the what other people think about their kids in the 18s or the 23s. So they'll come over and chat to you, because obviously we cover the youth coverage quite well, and they'll see you talking about them, and then they'll see you there at the ground. They want to come and fucking... That's why I decided to stop being really negative about some of the academy players, because it fucking stops awkward conversations. So if I don't fucking rate an academy player now, I just don't talk about them, because it's not fucking worth the...
It's fair enough.
The fucking meme mugs that you get on the sidelines.
Do you know what, like, these bare rooms go about? Like, to one of my other mates at work, he's a Villa fan. And he's like...
Sorry, man.
No, but it's a decent signing for them. But this one is the one that's been going around doing the...
Shit, hang on, sorry. We got 500 people watching this. That's fucking gangster with... Because there's only 2,000 subscribers.
25% of the subscribers watching.
Everybody subscribe. Everyone subscribe. If you're not watching already, subscribe. Because it's a new channel, obviously. Go on. Villa.
So, yeah, the rumour is that Aston Villa, the only team prepared to buy Joe Hart, get him on a permanent, and they thought, oh, yeah, that crazy fucking owner, he would pay the wages for him. For 10 mil.
His wages?
No, not his wages, but 10 million.
10 mil fee?
For a fee, yeah. And I thought, do you know what? That's probably not a bad shout. He's what, 29? And you think he's probably still got at least 7 or 8 years left in him.
Yeah, so just keep
so
it,
as
yeah.
a keeper. So, but it's whether he would want to take that risk with the World Cup. But they seem to be the only ones who are prepared to, you know, either, you know, take him.
Eddie in the comments says, thoughts on a left-back situation? Do we stick with Shaw, look elsewhere, or maybe play Blin there? Might be a development on that tomorrow. Maybe. Vidal to United was done. I don't know about that one. Mm. That was one that was constantly linked to. I didn't hear anything.
Oh man, Vidal is badass.
Yeah. Again, like that was one that we heard of not long ago. Actually, it was Nainggolan. The scout told me that he'd recommended we sign him. But again, that's 10% of a pie, isn't it? Like, just because the scout who scouted him has told the recruitment staff that's a player that we should got. You don't know if the recruitment staff have gone cool. He's third choice, like, because they're compiling everything. They just send the guy out to go and get his report.
Yeah.
His report might say he's banging, but they're looking at everyone's reports, and they're looking at, you know, the scout doesn't know his contract terms. He doesn't know his desire to come and all the rest of it. So it's a fucking complex beast, isn't it? Oh, yeah, shit, that's flying up.
That's that. What's that?
The subs is flying up.
I say that's a bizarre. Ruben fucking Neves to Wolves, 15 million quid. Yeah. That's like probably one of the most bizarre things I've ever heard in my life.
Why is John Terry gone to Villa? Like, what does he have to prove at Villa?
Well, I don't think he does, but I think the way that Steve Bruce was talking about him, like he was trying to shag him.
Yeah.
See that?
We take it slow and all that shit. stroking his fucking hair.
He's been on me every day. Yeah, he's like fucking. I was like one of these guys off Love Island. It's like Craig off Love Island with Camilla. You must have seen that. Look, if you look on Twitter, funny man. There's some like people absolutely rinsing that guy to fuck. So I won't tell you. You won't get it. You won't get it.
We got a new full-time Devils kit as well.
There, I think that's your hashtag there. Signs that
sounds
you're old.
Real, I am old.
Yeah, so
what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we got a new kit for full-time Devils. Or a kit, should we say. So you want us to play in a Football Republic kit, which is green and odd and only has shirts.
No.
And
you got budget. You got a matter of fucking...
So I said, I think my exact words was, fuck you, we're not wearing that kit. And I went, I didn't ask, I just said, I'm going to go get us a kit. So I messaged Grimes.
You can get a whole night kit for dirt cheap.
Yeah, it's a pretty good price, I think. Yeah. So we've gone for a white
You should have got him to sponsor it as well.
Grimes.
Yeah, so it's going on YouTube. This fucking knock us a bit more off the price.
What I think we might do.
Where's your negotiation?
I think because we had to get it ordered that day to just to get it made in time, because that's how fucking short notice Ball Street gave us to get this shit done. We got this kit, new kit, nice full-time Devils kit. It's a white one. It's pretty sexy. We got a nice embroidered full-time Devils logo on there. Shorts and socks, white, black and white. It's going to look pretty fucking firing. The plan is, we see how it goes for this Fan League Cup, wherever we come. We might keep a team together. I reckon it's going to depend on how many views it gets, how much of a nose it is fucking organising everything.
Yeah, a bit ball-like.
But if we do well, maybe we call out hashtag. Maybe we say, "Hi, Spencer, how'd you fancy getting fucking battered by a load of Mancunians?"
Well, about three of them.
Yeah. Imagine saying you'd never play against your former team. JT is a mug. He is a mug, man.
Fucking thing.
Ash says, tell you to shut up about Love Island.
Hey.
I wonder if they're going to do a funky announcement for Arkiv like we did with the world record fee.
I reckon what they'll do.
I wonder if this shit was done last year. Pipeline last year.
I reckon what they'll do is they'll while Love Island is on, because everyone in the UK watches it, they'll get a fucking plane and they'll out. They'll have hashtag Romelu is red. No,
you're well dropped on Saturday. Fucking well dropped.
I'll be asleep anyway. I'll be fucking knocked out.
Someone asking where I'm at. What do you mean? Let's see what you fucks are saying in the comments. Maybe it's just paused. Have we gone offline?
Have we?
I don't know. Doesn't say so. Are we still here? If you can see us, put your hand up. I don't know, maybe it has. This looks like it's gone tits up. The chat's gone tits up, I think, anyway, isn't it? Let's keep talking. So, tour. They go on Sunday.
Yeah,
let's go. Oh, shit.
This site can't be reached.
That's not dropped, though. So as long as this one. This is on Wi-Fi. This one's
Do you actually put it on iTunes anymore? Because I don't get no notifications.
I have not had time. Because it takes ages to download and rip. So I ain't going to lie to you. I just haven't done it. It's my intention to do it every day. I go, oh, shit, I need to do that. Then I don't do it. Oh, here we go. Comments are coming back in. Someone wants evidence of at least 2 foot with DT's ACL. If we play them.
Or if we don't.
Yeah.
He might just do it anyway.
He might just go and fucking speak to him off camera and be like, listen, you little fucking widge. Do I think Pereira and Tuan Zebu will get a good amount of game time next season? Probably not, I don't think.
I don't know. You could probably... But thing is like, if you sign another four players, yeah, who are of that first team quality to go straight in, then you've got more of a basis where you can drop them in more. So if you know... You've got more trust in there, haven't you?
Paul in the comments, I think we did lose you guys for a bit. The streaming computer's hardwired, so that probably didn't drop, but the one that we monitor the stream and see the what's it's on, see the comments on, I think that went down. So we have missed some chat, I think. But Paul in the comments has said, next time Rooney goes at Old Trafford, he's going to hurt. That's a good point, you know.
I don't know about hurt. Like,
it's going to be weird.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think he's earned the right to be able to make a move there, do you know what I mean? And do something different and go. It's not like, I don't know. If it was at the height where, you know, it was all kicking off and he was going to go City or Chelsea, you would have been absolutely fuming there. But I think now, if he goes back and he scores, likelihood of him scoring against us is probably slim anyway. To be fair, you know what I mean? But,
Stormzy will be the head of the Lukaku announcement. A lot of people are tweeting the Stormzy pick with him in the tracksuit from last year, going, oh, it's confirmed. They do look a lot alike. Do I think Rashford will be pushed to a winger now? No, I don't think so.
You need four strikers, don't you, really?
Yeah.
Or if you're only going to play one up front, like, I think Martial will go as a striker this year.
Yes, I do.
Definitely. Because I think he showed quite a lot of promise there. Obviously, he played there the previous season. But the left wing is not. Is not his strong point, is it?
Yeah, someone said it. Man City building two squads to compete in all comps. Yes, to an extent, but they've signed. This is weird to me because they've signed players in positions that they're strong. And well, if they bring in Sanchez, he's just another player that they're in a strong position with, unless they're playing up front.
Well, if they signed so far, signed a keeper. They're not strong in the keeper department. They've signed who else?
Yeah, they had to sign a new keeper.
They signed Bernardo Silva. Awful. But he's going to replace David Silva, you would think.
Is he not more of a winger type rather than an attacking mid?
No.
I thought he was a winger.
Who else did they sign?
Don't know. But I know they just signed a lot of attackers, really.
Yeah.
And you just think... Well,
and they got rid of loads of players.
They didn't struggle scoring goals. So, I think...
Well, they did in sometimes, didn't they? Because they was like, oh, they got found out. But they're still buying the same type of place.
Arsenal Fan TV take it all so seriously. Yeah, Arsenal fan TV have had a trial for 1,000 fucking people. They've hired a UEFA A-licensed coach, a professional Arsenal scout to run his eye over him. They've had bear training sessions. They played Google, so they've had a warm-up match. We've not even met half of our fucking team.
I don't even know what
we've got three subscribers coming playing for us.
Sweet.
Well, we've got Andy Tate playing. We're nearly at 2,200. Come on. There's plenty of you watching here that aren't subscribed. There's 500 watching. Hit that fucking button, kids. Jodviers, I'm late finally, but fuck me, I forgot about this today. Yep, it's going to be on here from now on for this one. So two channels to tune into. Tell us about the night I was there when we signed and I said to Pogba, Lukaku, you're next. So yeah, me and Jay went down, as I occasionally do. It's well worth going scouting out at the Lowry. So I jibbed down to the Lowry like 8 o'clock or some shit like that. When I knew the medical was still going on, jibbed in there, tried to speak to some staff at Lowry. They don't want to fucking know. They're not helpful in the slightest. But I see Yanazai in there. So I tried to speak to Yanazai. He's English as shit.
Is he gone now?
I think he's going to go, yeah.
I know he's going to go, but has he gone?
So Yanazai's in there, and I'm like, what the fucking hell is Yanazai doing in here? Then I see Yanazai with Mkhitaryan, and I go, Dortmund. Yeah, that'd be why. So Mkhitaryan and Yanazai are running around in there. They fuck off. Lukaku comes up the stairs, and I was like, well, that's interesting. And then Lukaku sits down with some woman who's trying to sort out the, I think, tapping him up for Adidas, because they brought out, I don't know, fucking 12 pairs of boots or something. They just had boxes of boots. And he was looking at them, swiping through different colours on an iPad talking to this woman who was like wearing head-to-toe Adidas shit. I'm guessing she was from Adidas. I mean, because that was what all the boots was. So I could be wrong. She might have just been, I don't know, but whatever. So I think she was from Adidas. Ryle was mooching about. So I seen Raiola go out onto the balcony, and I fucking followed him out there, and I was like, oh, Mino, how are you doing? Shook his hand, and he's just like, well over it, and he's just like, hello. Not arsed in the slightest. So I said,
he's not arsed, he just fucking made 40 mil.
Seriously. So I'm like, is Pogba deal done? Is it here? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, sweet. I said, who else we getting? And he started laughing. I was like, all right. But then him and Lukaku started going, if you've been in the Lowry, there's loads of like screens like this. So like it's kind of private but open at the same time. And he kept going behind a screen like 10 metres away. And he was like fucking talking really fast with their hands, both of them. And then they both come back and he'd sit there for 10 minutes. And then he'd go back again. I'm like, that's weird as fuck. Probably just catching my eye.
Lukaku's probably saying, oh, what a goal now. What a goal this year. You never know.
It might have been like, they're going to pay me how much? I want more than that. Nike pay me more. Or it could have been about the boots. Yeah, it might not have been about United.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So
it is by the by.
So then a lot of food comes in and goes into the back room. And I'm like, oh, shit. What's going on there?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, like, what's going on with them? You got any trips and drips? So I'm just sitting there. Me and Jay are sat there. And then Pogba comes walking through. Jay pisses his pants near enough. And he's like, he's on the phone. He's going for a piss. So the security guard's taking him for a piss. And Jay's like, can I have a picture? And Pogba goes, yeah, 2 minutes. So Jay's fucking like jumping up and down like fucking sick. And then he goes into the back room again, eating. So I was like, fucking hell, I'm going to be waiting here for a bit now. Then a load of lawyers come with fucking paperwork. Because can you imagine with the money involved, how much that's involved. So just, they don't go in a private room. They're literally on the other side of a screen, 10 feet from it, and they just spread it out on all these tables. Raiola goes and makes some fucker go and get his specs. Raiola's sitting there doing about a million signatures. Pogba's mum's there. One of his brothers is there. Pogba comes out, signs a load of shit. Him and Lukaku are like having a fucking laugh. Some guy sat over about 20 feet from us. He's trying to take a sneaky fucking picture of Pogba. Pogba fucking goes over him, fucking grips his phone off him while he's on the phone as well. Like, fucking give me that. Makes him delete it. So onto Jay, like, just fucking calm down because he's obviously just flipped at this guy. He comes over past us again. Jay's like, can I have a picture? And he's like, yeah, 5 minutes. This is about an hour after the first time that he asked. So we're like, fucking hell. They do all the bullshit. And then I'm like, just chill, man. He's here. Like, don't worry about it. Like, we obviously got the picture with Lukaku prior to that. So they're doing all the signing. And then this is like midnight now. We've been there 4 fucking hours. I've spent like 40 quid on apple juice. It's well dear in the Lowry. They all start clapping and hugging. Then I've got my laptop open with TweetDeck. And I see Pogba's just tweeted like that thank you to Juventus, so I'll go to Jay. Oh, fucking hell. He's just like, because he's still there fucking on his phone. And then all the United shit drops, all the Pogba stuff within about 5 minutes. And I'm like, I think it's done now. I was like, I'd go and ask him again. So he's gone back into this back room. So Jay goes over to the back room and his security guard fucks him off. He's like, nah, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow, mate. Like, are you fucking mad? That's not going to happen, is it?
No.
So Jay gets all upset, gets getting fucking moody and that, and sat down. So I was like, right, come on, mate, let's fucking get out of here. And then one of Pogba's entourage comes over, says something to Jay in French, fucking grabs his arm and takes him into the back room. So I'm like, oh shit, just fucking dive straight in me. So I walk into the back room, and Raiola sat there, Lukaku sat there, and Pogba sat there. And if you've seen the picture, you can kind of fucking see that from the photo that I got with Jay and with Pogba. So Jay asks him for a picture, and he's fucking super polite, gives him a big hug and says, welcome to Manchester. And he fucking has a couple of words with him. And I say, I don't do selfies, me, mate, but I'm going to fucking do one if you don't mind. And he's like, yeah, sound. And I said, oh, I'm fucking buzzing that you're back in Manchester. Give him a big hug. And he's like, I'm really glad to be back and that. And it's awkward that I'm just fucking hugging this random dude, really, in the middle of this empty, massive room with Raiola and Lukaku just looking at us. Because you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It's weird. So out of just sheer awkwardness, I just threw a comment out at Lukaku. I went, oh, I hope you're next, man. And I expected that polite, like, shut the fuck up, dickhead, sort of laugh. But they didn't. They went, ah! And I went, whoa, like, what the fuck was that? Like, what the fuck was that? That was not what I expected. So Raiola did it. Pogba did it. Lukaku did it. All of them, like, ah, each other. Like, they'd just been caught. And I was like, whoa. So as we're going home, Jaden's fucking bouncing, threw out on Twitter a photograph with Pogba and that. And I was like, man, that was weird as fuck. So I did a video the next day and I said, that was weird as fuck. I wonder if something could have been on the cards there and then. I guess we probably, they're not going to say, oh, it was done a year ago when he signs now.
No.
But interesting, maybe he had a bit of an ambition to do it then. So some funny shit.
We shall see.
We're up to 2,200. I'm pretty impressed with that, lads. Well done. Missed bear comments. Should sell the FTD shirts for limited edition. Well, what I was going to say is if we call out the likes of Spencer, there's a possibility that we might keep a full-time Devils FC team going for like YouTube games and shit like that. It's not guaranteed. We don't know yes or no for now, but there's a possibility, so we're just going to keep our options open. Why isn't Ben on FTD? His beard is fantastic, says Ruben.
Thanks, mate.
Well, he will be on Saturday. Oh, Jesus, Andy Tate, I'll come over from Ireland to play if you need. do you think Jose's ever watched Full Time Devils? Doubt it.
He's too busy.
Yeah, he is too busy. I mean, Jose pied the fuck out of us when we was in the lounge. Like, the night we met Cantona.
I mean, he's probably thinking about every single game next season now, planning out meticulously, like, you know, with the fixtures, what potentially can happen, what, you know, every single outcome is that sort of guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a serious dude. I do worry that he's in the hotel. I don't think that's right. I think he should have, if he's here for more than 3 years, or even if he is here for 3 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's whatever his prerogative, isn't it? If he likes to be surrounded by people rather than being in a house on his own.
Yeah, maybe. So. But he isn't exactly going sitting in the fucking bar and fucking playing the piano.
No, it's not that. But, you know, he sees people, doesn't he? It's different interactions. I don't know. You never know, do you? People are different.
What happened to the gaming channel? Shit just takes ages to make and ages to edit. That's the top and bottom of it, man. Gomez and Lukaku, yeah. Fucking hell. I don't think Angel's going to play too much. The under-23s and the under-18s have got lots to do. You need to bounce, don't you?
Yeah, busy day tomorrow.
Right, so everybody, thank you for joining us tonight on the first live on this here new channel. This is where all the Thursday night podcasts will be. You say we're missing next week.
Yeah, I've got. Okay.
I might see if I can get somebody else to stand in for Thursday next week, or see what the crack is, or maybe I could call somebody on Skype or some shit like that. Brian says, question: what is TNS? It's a team in the north, in the Welsh Premier, even in North Wales. So yeah, that's it. Thank you for joining us on this first one. There are definitely going to be more. You know the drill. Every Thursday night, so please subscribe. We need to get this channel back kicking to the sort of numbers that the football channel has got. But this is where all the podcast stuff's going to be.
We've talked a lot of football today, though.
Talked a lot of football. We could have kept it on the fucking FC channel, couldn't we? Yeah. A lot of football, actually. Anyway, thank you very much, and we'll see you later.